Kumlen Ablak and Mother Rapla Khafayam al Aleph, three lines from the top, continuing all of these interesting mutations and so on, to know whether the mother has a din of a Yoledis. We're on Tav Chofe 25a, three lines from the top. Shalu Lifnei Rebbe. They ask Rebbe a question. What about we learned in the Mishnah if you miscarried and what do you call it, a fetus that was full of water, full of blood. What about a Shafi Moli Basa, full of flesh? Ma, what's it in there? So he said to them, Loishamaiti. They asked Rebbe, and Rebbe said, I don't know. I didn't hear. Omar lefano Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi said to Rebbe, Kach Omar Abba, my father once said, two dinim. Number one, Mole dam, if it's full of blood, Tamei Nida makes her, as we gave, not Tamei, but Tamei Nida. Number one, which before we had a machlekes, if that's so or not, if you need dam with it or not. And mole bosa, and if it's full of flesh, tamei lay, does it give birth? Amale. So Rebbe said back to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi, il mole davar chadash amartalon. If you only would have told me the second part about if it's full of flesh, it has a din of a leida, then I would have said, b'shem avicha, you name your father, shemanucha, I would listen to you. Achshav midahokam aisa kichi da'akama. This is the first part, the first clause, that a sack full of blood is a tamei nida. It's not according to everybody. It's only according to Sumchis, who follows the shita of Ramer, Shamush Ramer, is Hanami Shema Ki Rabbi Shua Amra. Maybe over here he's following Rabbi Shua, but we'll soon see Rabbi Shua holds that the skin itself is the leader, not what's inside. It's the skin itself. So therefore, if ain't halachi Rabbi Shua, halachi not like Rabbi Shua. Therefore, I can't follow him either. We're talking about mole bosa, but it wasn't formed. Remember, there's no form here. We have a rule that we even had before. The Yeshua said, I cannot pass on a blood on hook, even though I think he's 100% right. Because if I pass on a blood on hook, I think everything that he said is right. And therefore, I can't pass on even this thing where he is right. And after he passed away, they came along, and that couldn't be Moshe. I guess the Rebbe said that it proves that he's following the Shittas Yachid, and how can I pass him this one, even though he didn't give a reason, I'm assuming. What's this Rebbe Shua? The Tanya, we learn. You'll soon see what. No, there is against. Against Rebbe Shua, there is. So he didn't give a reason. He didn't give a reason. But once I can see the reason for the other thing, there's only one possible reason, which is Das Yochid, and the reason for this must be also the Das Yochid to be sure, which we don't follow. What's the Maisa? The Maisa follows. How do you learn? Hamapela Shafir She'eni Melukim. Mapil, a sack that was not formed. Rabbi Yeshua says, Vlad, it's still a Vlad. Now, why is it a Vlad? It's not formed. Because the sack itself, that's the skin, that's the form, that's the skin itself, that's the child, the Vlad. Now, even though he holds that the shafir itself is considered a vlad, but if it's full of blood, even Rabbi Shua's meida, not like this das yochid of sumchus, even Rabbi Shua's meida, that it's not considered a vlad. Why? Because the fact that the blood is there is evidence that the oil in this case is not a vlad. But where there's no dam, let's say basur, then it's the oil that's the vlad. The chachamim say ain't the vlad. No. If you have a shafir that is not fully formed, there's no vlad here at all. Because it's not the shafir, it's what's inside. And inside is not formed. And how do we understand this machlekes? Omer Rav Shimon Lakish, the machlekes, how do we understand this machlekes? Omer Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Oishia, machlekes, the whole machlekes is, ba'okur, the whole machlekes is, that it's all mixed, you know, it's all dirty, muddled up inside. So therefore, it's not the oid itself that's the vlad, it's what's inside. But we cannot tell because it's all okur. Ava b'tzol, if it's transparent, chofeim et alav, 12 lines on top. But if it's taka transparent, then even a hakel and a vlad. If it's transparent, we're talking about now if you have a sack, but the Mishnah talks about full of blood or full of water, and we said it's not a vlad. What about full of basar? And Rebbe didn't know, and Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe said, my father said it is, and Rebbe said, I realize that your father is following a das yochid, that it's not what's inside, the contents, it's the sack itself, that's the vlad. But if there was blood in the sack, then the blood tells us the sack is not a vlad. But if there's basar, let's say, in the sack, then it's not the basar, because it's not formed, it's the sack itself. And it follows Rabbi Shmuel, which we don't follow. But Rabbi Shua says that if you have a sack that's an inside is not fully formed yet, it's still a vlad. So what's the kipshat? So the Shlokhi says it's not the sack. It's the understood Rabbi Shua, it's with the content, because it's all muddled up. But if it had been transparent, so you can see there's nothing inside, and taki not a vlad, even could Rabbi Shua. However, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says no, but Sol Machlekes, they're arguing transparent. And they're arguing transparent. So if it's transparent, So what is it? It's not with the content. So what is it according to Rabbi Shua? Why is it a vlad? It's the sack itself. So if your father said, he said that if a sack full of bussin inside is a vlad, must be his father Rabbi Shua. It's the sack. It's not the content because there's nothing formed inside. So the Gemara said, this Rabbi Shua said that if it's clear, is betzolah machlekes. The machlekes is when it's transparent. Avo ba'okah, but if it's muddled up, even hakol vlad. Everyone agrees it's a vlad because okay, the machlekes is about the sack. But if it's muddled up, probably the contents also is there something like the lebein. But the machlekes are arguing about take that we don't know. Okay, Mesa will ask you a question. So according to one opinion, Rabbi Shlakish says,
I mean, if it happens that the sumer comes and asks about the shayla,
no chumra. The Rebbe disagrees. Forget that proves to me that the taker mutter.
So he
follow chachamim. Rebbe's talking vadois. That's Torah. In other words, now that I know that your father is following Rabbi Shua, then the more the chacham hold, then it's not a vlad. So there's no vlad here. The chumra and the kula. Makes the last question. The one who says that the sack itself is the vlad. So one Rabbi Shlaki says it's the contents in the sack. I'm sure he's arguing about. And Rabbi Shmuel Levi says it's the sack itself. Let me ask a question. It says in the Brayis says who does Rabbi Shmuel Chananya? This is what Rabbi Shmuel Chananya dash. It says after they were evicted from Gan Eden, Vayas Hashem Elokim La Adam. The Eibushter made for Adam Elisha for his wife. Ksonus Oir. He made of them clothing for their hide. Vayabishim he dressed them. The chayde, why do you have to say oir? Make clothes and dress them. What is it? Sounds oir for the hide, for the skin, but not hide for the skin. Why do you say that? Ella melamed comes to teach you. She'ein hakadosh baruch hu oisa oil adam. Eibushter will not create skin for a person. Elim came nights. If you see a sack, which is the skin of a baby, must be the baby inside. Alma ba'oy tali milsev. He clearly made Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua was saying this. So clearly, Rabbi Shua's svara is that he holds by a sack. The sack itself is the vlad, not because the contents inside. Akash and ishlokish. Loish not akur v'loish not tzol. Makes no difference what's inside. Now, I'm b'shalim b'tzol machlekes. If you follow Shua Malevi, that the machlekes, even though it's transparent, he holds that it's a vlad because of the oir hainu zikra. That's why I need a pasuk because the oir itself is a vlad. Who needs to care about the contents? It's transparent. And the reason, Rabbi Shua, is that maybe there was a vlad inside and it disintegrated. Nothing to do with oy. Islam alikara. What do you need a pasuk for? Svara ba'almuhu. What do you need a pasuk for at all about this ksonis oy? El shmamin obitzol machlekes. El shmamin obitzol. I've made that Rabbi Shua Levi's Rabbi Shua's chiddush is that the oy itself is the vlad, and if you see a sack, who cares what's inside? Definitely is a vlad, and it's time. However, the Gemara says, "V'chein Rav Nachman, Rav Avuah, Machleik is ba'okur." He agrees with Ishlakish. We're talking about the sack. No, the sack is the skin.
Okay, so that's skin.
That's the skin. Even if it's soul transparent inside, we don't care. It's the skin. It's the vlad. However,
when the Eibushter says oil, isn't it the oil of Adam and Chava?
Yeah.
But here the oil is
there's nothing else there.
Yeah, but it's not the skin of the child. Why would the skin of what the child is contained in.
Exactly. There also, there's the skin, the clothes on the skin of whatever is covered inside. Why did the Torah add it? To tell you something, we get something else. Like Rabbi Shlakish, that Machlekes ba'akur. They learned like, even though the Gemara just shlugged up Rabbi Shlakish, the Gemara says he's not a das yachid. Rab Nachman Omer Rabba Baravu, the Machlekes is ba'akur. Abel b'tzol du hakal in a vlad. But if it's transparent, you know, again, it's the contents, not the skin. Eitzve Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. Ela Omru, it says in the Braisa. That if you buy an animal from a goy and then you have a baby calf or whatever it is it chayv b'chayr or not? So it says there el amru they say simen vlad b'behema daka. Was there a vlad already before by the behema? We say tinuf if it came out of its body a tinuf. So we say that's really a child that disintegrated. Talking about after it made it with the male, it disintegrated. And that tinuf will patter the next animal from a pchayr. But that's by hemadaka. That we say that the animal is a small animal, it's possible to disintegrate to a tinuf. A piece of mud. A begasa, by a big animal, shilya. By a big animal, what will patter the next animal from a pchayr is only if you saw a shilya. Right? If you saw the after birth. Beisha, by a woman, either shafir or shilya. Either the sack or the afterbirth. Yilu shafir behemah le patah. Now by behemah we don't mention that the sack itself patas. Now why not? Why by behemoth do we say that if the animal miscarried a shafir and then gives birth to a normal animal, it's not a b'choy? Why do we say that? If you tell me that it's the skin itself, that's a machlekes, and it's exeris a kasuv that the skin of a vlad, of a fetus, that you know the sack, that is the vlad. Okay, the pasuk is only talking about a adam and chava. We have no limud for behemoth. So by behemoth, there's nothing there, and we look inside, transparent. There's nothing there. Shem hachi isha the rabbi bakra pati b'shafir. The behemoth the loy rabbi kolay pati b'shafir. Fine. Aliyam, you can tell me about machlekes. You can tell me that whole machlekes is achar. We assume that because it's muddled up, there was a vlad there. And it disintegrated. Mechdi svaru is a sahakal. What is it? A svara that possibly there was a vlad there? Is maishna isha maishna behema? So why do you make a distinction in isha behema? By isha we say if it's muddled up, probably there was a vlad there. Behema also we should have probably a vlad there. And the next animal shouldn't be b'chay. Says the Gemara, very simple. Me, this is what you asked before about. It's like a kulon chumra. Till now we assume that that's a psak. Me savre Rabbi Yehuda mivshe poshla. You think Rabbi Yehuda is saying with a vadoyis? You think he's saying with the Vadoi that we say definitely the Tovlade? Rish Lakish and Rabbi Arvu are going to learn Rabbi Yeshua Sfukim Misapkla. Rabbi Yeshua is always going to the Chumrah. He himself wasn't sure if you see a sack and whether it's a Vlad or not. And therefore it's like this. But Azil Hachel Chumrah Van Chumrah. Therefore he goes, we're talking about Pchay. Pchay about an animal that goes to a coin. So we go with the Chumrah here, the Chumrah there. Kabeisha, by Isha, the Mimainu, by Isha, all it is a question of money. To give the five slime to the Kayin. And what do we know? The din is by money. Hamaitchel, Varaya, Safikul Kula. So we can assume by a woman it's not, that whatever came first was already a child. The next one is not a Pchay. The Pchay has proven it. No. We're talking about that. Yeah. So over there again, we'll follow. You know.
This is one of the issues. If she's not jealous,
yeah, but that we'll follow with her for. Yeah, we won't give tar, we won't give tum. That's for sure. But why are we being makel here? Because isha de memoinuhu, because it's mammon. So therefore, we assume that it was a vlad, only as a kula, not as a halacha. So that safig memoinu the kula. Oh, by behema. True, there's mammon involved as well, because it has to go to the koyin, but it's also isha involved, because if it's a pchayin, you're not allowed to share the wool, you're not allowed to work with it. So therefore, we're going to let the isha subsume the mammon, and we'll treat it as if it's isha, and we're going to be machla. And we're going to say, maybe the next vlad is takiv a pchayin, and therefore treat it like a pchayin. Don't do gizah, don't do avodah. Gabi behema di suruhu di ikal gabi gizav avoida savgus l'chumra. We're going to be machmer. Why are we machmer? We're going to say that maybe the first one, if it was only a shafir, was not really a vlad, and therefore the next living animal that came out is the b'chay and treat like a b'chay. Sounds like we don't give the b'chay. What? What is it? No. That her. That's her. And then we're going to be machmer talking about as far as the b'chay is concerned. We're talking about this is talking about as far as the b'chay.
Yeah, this is.
But regarding the b'chayr, you have to give, when we're focusing on the b'chayr, of course the woman we'll take the chumrah with, and no kula, we'll give her the chumrah of a tumah without the kula we made tana.
So what's the suffix with kula?
She's not a nida, she's a leda. No nida, only miyash ladam. So there's and we don't know if the boy or girl, so 14 days tumah, but no you made tana. So that's a big chumrah. So we're focusing on the b'chayr. So by a woman, the b'chayit is purely in a moment. It's five shleim to the kohen. But by an animal, but l'chayit by an animal is isur and is mamon. Because if it's a b'chayit, then it belongs to the kohen. So as far as the mamon is concerned, the kohen has to prove that this is a b'chayit. So you talk to the kohen, won't get it. But when we say that we treat the second animal like a b'chayit, as far as gizah b'avodah is concerned. Says the Gemara, Yitachinami, so too, Agabisha, Savitum, L'chura, Freddy Gemara, you're right. So it says here, by the woman, we're talking about machmir. What's it right here? By the b'chayr, we're makel, but by the guy and the woman, we're machmir. Oh, as if it's a leda and tamar without tar. Freddy Gemara. You tell me, Yeshua himself was not definitive. He was a suffix, was a vlad or not. Well, Krokama, he brought chaposik, a raya to himself, that the oid is a vlad, everything more, midrabonin, really it's midrabonin. The cross macht malmu, the puzzle only has a smacht. Omle, v'chene b'shamay l'rav, ho rabbi shmo, rabbi yasi. When the Rebbe said before, so Rab Chanin b'shamay asked Rabbi, let's ask a question. We have a whole discussion in Gemara. You had the Rebbe said, lo shamayti, I didn't hear. Then you had the Rabbi Yosi to say to his father that if you're shafir mole basar is tummy, is a vlad. Then you had Rabbi Eishi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Machleket, Ishlokes, and Rabbi Eishi, and Rabbi Shimon Levi, whether it's because Rabbi Eishi said it's the contents inside that perhaps is the vlad, and Rabbi Shimon Levi said, no, it's the oil itself. What do you say? I say that we're not cheshes at all. We're not cheshes at all. In other words, whether it's muddled, whether the water is transparent, we don't pass. We nobody follow Chachamim. Why are you with Rabbi Shua? There's nothing to talk about. Remember, Rabbi said that you follow Rabbi Shua. He's assuming. Rabbi is only assuming. He doesn't know for a fact. He's assuming that Rabbi Yesi is following Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore we should follow Chachamim. That's how I was like Chachamim. That's it. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Echad Zeh, V'choshesh, we are worried that maybe it's a vlad, we'll give it the Chumrah of Tumah, without the Kula of Meitar. Why? V'ozo Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel consists of the view, D'chi Yosef, Avdim Yomah, Me'oilam Leidochu Shafir Ben Adoy. Shmuel was the Rav of Nadoy. In Nadoy, we never matter a Shafir, never. If they always matter, maybe it's a girl, and you'll tell me for 2 weeks. Including this case, what?
No, this Avdimi Kiyosu is not saying what it's saying.
No, usually he went there to Israel. Here he must have come back. We found in Gemara Gittin that Amoraim used to go travel back and forth, so it must be that he used to travel back and forth. The only exception that he knows is Mahu Shafida from the sack, the Osir Kameh the Shmuel, that came before Shmuel. The Monacholeh Chuta Saida Mahagise Vechazim Magise. It was so transparent, the water inside, that if you had a little thread on one side, and you were able to see it from the other side, you look through the Shafir, you look through the sack, and it was so transparent, you were able to see the little thin string on the other side. Then Omri said, "Imisa the vlad who lavi zokalai." If there was a vlad, there's no way in the world that it could have been so crystal clear. But if it was developed, says the Mishnah, if it was developed, the sag, then for sure you sit, but we don't know why. So you machme zoch in a keva. Tell me to learn. What's pshat developed? We don't mean fully developed with hands and eyes. It's a pshita. It means you started developing. It's the genesis of a development. What's the genesis of a development? Abishol says, Tchilas b'riyosa, how's a child born? Meroisha, it starts from the head. The formation starts from the head. And v'shtei einov, and the two eyes, k'shtei tipish azvuv, are two little drops like of a fly, tiny little specks. And Tony Rabchi continued, but the eyes, if they're too close to each other, they're not eyes. They have to be like eyes of a person. There's a bridge between them, so there's no bridge there, but it's distant from each other. Then he continues, then the two nostrils, we're almost at the bottom of the page of 25a. If you wait 2 minutes, it'll hardly be at the bottom. Two nostrils, like two drops of a fly. By nostrils, they're next to each other, have to be next to each other. Then he continued, and the mouth is stretched out, like barley, a little crack. It's as if there's a little, a little crack. And the male organ is kadosha, the size of a lentil. I will learn in the Mishnah that the Teshul Zoch in the Keva. I'm talking about there's nothing recognizable, but this would be recognizable. We'll soon see how you recognize it. Im Hois in the Keva, and if it will be a girl, so it doesn't have this. Doesn't have it. Nidoina kisa oida, again, it has to be a little crack, like a body, la orka for the length. The chituch yadayim, this is the beginning of the formation of a child. The chituch yadayim v'raglayim, what about the separation of the hands, the arms, and the legs? It's not visible at all. Ain loy, you can't see, because remember we just said, Abishol said, it starts from the head down. The olav mefur kabbalah, it's actually written in Kabbalah, in the Pasuk, in the Tanakh, it says, Aloy, isn't it kecholov takvicheni that you melt me down like milk, the kagvino takvicheni, and then you solidify me like cheese, because it all starts from shichvazeta, which is like milk. Or you're going to give me the skin, and you give me flesh. You're going to dress me about tzomos v'gidim to save any. You're going to surround me then with bones and with nerves and veins. Chayim bechesed asizimodi, you gave me life. And you were kind to me, and your memory is going to watch my spirit. So we see clearly the order of things.
You know, if you look one day, you'll see this. If you look the next day, you'll see this.
Could be, I don't know exactly how it works.
So does it mean, so you say, this is a say that, say, if you see two eyes and they're separated, you say, right, this is already, that's what's come out. You say that's already a child, or you have to wait for the other things also?
Maybe he's just telling you how it's enveloped incrementally, but.
If you see this.
This, no, Merukim, no, if you only have the eyes, it's not Merukim yet. Merukim is you have the start formation. You don't have arms and legs, understand. But the head, it starts from the head, and you work your head down. This is what you need. Two little dots, specks for the eye, two specks for the nostril, a little mouth. Ears don't count.
Okay, so you need to see something that looks like a formed face.
Yeah, or the beginning of the formation of the face, yeah. Okay, so I think I'm going to write. There's something there.
So the looking is quite
the beginning of the formation. Yeah, the beginning.
It sounds like it's fairly advanced.
No, it's early stage. A dots for eyes and dots for nose. It's just the beginning. A crack, a slit for the mouth. Okay, so the Gemara writes, "Vein boikin oisav amayim," but you do not check it out in water. Shamayim azin, the water is strong, but turgen oisav, because the baby is such early stages, it can cause it to disintegrate. So you don't take it and put it in water to check it. Al boikin oisav b'shemen, you check it out in oil. Shashem rach, oil is tender, metzachtchoy makes it glisten and makes it shine. So you can see all of these things. Vein royet ela b'chama, you look at it in the sun. So that you only need strong light to be able to see, because these are tiny specks inside a sack. So how do you check it out? Kate said, "Boykin oisay." I mean, you just said how you check it out. You said in the sun and with oil. Abamet boykin with what? Late name zochin kaver. How in the world do you check? Who you asked before? How can you see if it's a male or female? Abishol the sarnash. I'm not saying Abishol barnemes. So there's obviously quite a few Abishols. Oymer says, maybe kiss him, you bring a splinter, shereich cholog, one end is very smooth. And you go to the part where there should be the gender sign, and you move it around upwards, from the bottom upwards. If it gets caught, you do wash his ochre, there's something there. So you know there's a male. If it doesn't get caught on anything, then you know that it's a female. I'm not going to be going from bottom up. Because why? Because if it's, let's say, a girl and you're going up, it won't get stuck in it. But if it's going sideways, it could either be a male thing that's holding it back, or maybe it got stuck inside the little crack, the slit that we said for a girl. Maybe it just entered inside the canal. We learned if it was a girl, you said before the size of a barley, but you didn't say what it is. So he's saying we need a crack. Barley has a slit. We need a slit. That's the main thing. That's a sign of a female.
Yeah, it's the same.
Vlad Merukim. Remember Misha said, Vlad Merukim is a Vlad. The mother Teisha Lezochem Lekeva, and so on. And you have Metad as well. So it's 100%, yeah. Maskil Ramnach, and this is what happened after 40 days. Maskil Ramnach has a question. How do you know that it's a female? Maybe it's a male, and maybe there's something dividing the two testicles, and therefore that's the slit that you're encountering. It doesn't make sense. If the beim are not in existence yet, how is it possible you already have a slit? The order is fakert. Amar Bamram said, Tony, we learned, Beis Yerechaisav, it's two thighs, when it starts forming. Now we're going to the next stage of development where you start forming the arms and legs. The two thighs is Kebeis Chutin Shel Zahiris. It's like two strings of three thread strings. Amar Bamram said that Oleg Shel Edev, that it's talking, that it's the thicker. There's two kinds of threads. There's the warp and the woof. There's the horizontal and the vertical. The horizontal is thicker than the vertical. So when we say it's like two threads, you mean the thicker ones, like Ediv. But his two arms is kebeis chutin shel zahidis. And amram Allah on this kishal shesi. The arms are already much thinner than the legs are always bigger than the arms. So the arms are like the thinner, the vertical threads, and the other one's like the horizontal one. You clever one. You should not, however, paskin that of lad is of lad. Achi yase, you should see some hair on the head. Even though you see some of the babies come out down in here, they had hair and then it falls out. So the Gemara is, you have to have hair on the head as well. Another telltale sign. We just had Gemara before that even where the water is muddled, not muddled, there's nothing there. And yet you say that what? That maybe there was a vlad there and disintegrated. There's no hair. And you machmir to sit the 2 weeks. I understood. Of course, he has to be choshes in every case of vlad. He's talking about if you want to be definitive and say paskin that's mamish of vlad, and you want to give also the kulav, you won't give her achi yasir. You need more than just what we said now. Merukim. The Mishnah says merukim. We're trying to define merukim. So Abba Shaul said all of these things on the face. Says Shmuel, I want to add one thing. You have to have a couple of hairs growing out of the head. The memra, the mesapkele l'shmul. So comes out that Shmuel was in doubt. All the other cases was always a doubt. And the only case he says, vadeis with his hair growing out, wahu shafida. This one's a story that there was a sack that I saw you look at me to my Shmuel, bro, for Shmuel. Omar, he says, ha bar aboyim v'chad yeima. Definitely was a vladi that's 41 days old, and therefore it's definitely a halacha. You have to be 40 days before it's considered a vlad. It's considered a vlad, and the mother now is a yeledis. So then they sat down to work. I reckon, how does he know it's 41 days old, this vlad? I mean, it's so accurate. Shmuel said, I know for a fact that this fetus is 41 days old. How do you know? So they sat down and asked her, when you go to mikveh? She's in it. When you go to mikveh last? And she said, it worked out 40 days ago. So they said, Shmuel, you're wrong. So what did Shmuel say? I'm never wrong. 41 days. Ask the husband. I bet you they had relations the night before she went to the mikveh. Kof say that he tied up the guy, and for oidi, and he was moider. No, he wouldn't be moider without tying him up. So he tied him up, and he was moider. So what he tell me that Shmuel was misslipping? He telling everybody don't do anything till here. Shmuel knew everything. He looked at the feet. He could tell in a second if it's a real vlad or not. Says the Gemara, you're right. Shiny Shmuel, the Rav Gubri. Shmuel was a specialist, but everyone else who's not a specialist, he's telling them it's only a suffix. Okay, Shmuel also was a doctor, besides being an astrologer. He was all right. He was all right. But why did he tie him up? And what right did he have to tie him up? He didn't punish him or anything, there was no agent. He just tied him up to prove that I'm right. Shmuel wanted to prove that he was right, that he knows what he's talking about. So does he have a right to tie up the guy and force him, make a forced confession? On what basis? Says the Gemara, Mishnah said, I'm a pella sandal. Now we know a sandal has two taichin. Sandal can be a fish called sandal, which is flat, like a flathead, really flat, or a sandal is a shoe, a sandal. Says the Gemara, tell him what we learned. Sandal, the name of the dog.
So show him the side that he actually hit. It brings you the footnote.
Oh, I did. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense why they. Okay, good. Sandal, the name, and even though there are no edim, I guess maybe it's Hirosh, sure. Interesting. She was so frum to ask Shmuel or Shaila, is she Tomei or not? But she has no problem being a boil leader, which is Kodesh. Maybe he forced her. Okay. And then she should have said something. He didn't ask her, by the way, did you have relations? He called the guy in. Did you have relations? Why didn't you ask her? She obviously was mum, and he wasn't going to hit her. So he went and brought him, and it hit him. So the whole story needs to be understood a little bit. You know, why is she frum here and not frum there?
Also saying here that if you want to rebuke, your rebuke is different if you're rebuking somebody who denies that he's done some things against somebody who is admitted. So he wanted to rebuke him, but he wanted to have an admission from him.
Okay, does explain him why they were frum when it came to Tumah V'Tahara and didn't care about neither, boil neither? Saying about I'm a pella sandal. Tell him what you learned. Sandal, damn dog. Sandal is like a fish or yam. What sounds like a fish in the water? Mitchilosa vladu. It started off at a normal vlad. El Shenitza got smashed in. Remember, sandals are twins. And one twin, I was in Mizrahi last night, and they were telling me that they're one of the people in the shir during the week is a guy called Max Yakovich, who's an obstetrician. And he said it happens quite often where one twin actually squishes the other twin. Another twin died. But not only takes away the oxygen and the nutrients, actually physically squishes them because not enough space in the uterus. Ashbag says, sandal doime l'loshen shall shoyd hagodol. You know what sandal is? It's like the tongue of this large cow. In other words, it's smooth. What's a tongue? A tongue is smooth. And this face is smooth. It's not fully formed. And we said before that a pun of teiches you're not tamei, but here because there was a twin, and the twin is a mamash of vlad, so obviously there was a vlad issue. Here's a year ledis, and therefore this is not like a normal pun of teiches. And here's sandal of me, probably a sandal of a shoe. But they said that a sandal needs some kind of a features of a face. Can't be totally. They argue. They say Rashbag says that, you know, even totally smooth. And the Rebbe says that you have to have some features of a face in order to say a sandal. Who cares about the sandal if there's a twin? She's like, let us anyway. We might also talk about it. That even, I don't care where the face is, which side, even the side is that the back of the face is the feature of an eye and nose. I don't care why. Because mashallah Adam Shasatah, you give someone a smack, the Higzibala Khaidov, you ever see in the cartoons, you give someone a smack and the face turns around 180 degrees. So maybe the baby smack pushed to someone another and the baby turned around. They made a biana, big shot ties a sandal, shayna to the punim, so they wanted to in the time they wanted to say that if it's a sandal without a face it should be toyed. Omla Rabiana tihatim asavlodis. So Rabiana accused them of this is definitely a vlad, who cares if they have a face or not? And you're gonna say the mother's tied? Can't do that. They said to him, they testified sandal tzadik turas ponim, that a sandal needs a face, some kind of features of a face, otherwise it's not a vlad. That is a das yochi, that was Rabbi Chunya. But we hold that whether there's a turas ponim or not, a sandal, because there's a twin, tells us that the sandal also was a vlad that got smashed. Abibi was turned out to be correct in what he said. Abibi was going to be correct. He said, Abibi was zoiche to be the one to say over. Abibi Barabai said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Truth of the matter is, I was there just like him. And I could have said it over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. And I would have this chus, it says in Pirkei Avos, we had this before, Nida, Kala'im, Adavar, Shemaim, and Mevi Gul Oilam. I could have done that chus. And I didn't, and I missed out. So he says here, I was there together with him. Yes, we both sing for Rabbi Yechanan. Ki Amlo Shmaya said it. We called him Iyuva Amar, and he jumped in ahead and said it. V'zochaba, and he was zoicha. By him saying this now, he also was zoicha because he now also said Oymadav Hashem Oymadav. So he gained back what he lost. Because otherwise, why are you repeating what the other guy said? But by adding this little personal anecdote, he was able to repeat the whole thing. So he was also maybe Gula Le'elam. So the Gemara, Lom Hiskid a sandal. L'chayde, why? What? Who cares about the sandal? Valayin sandal, valayin vallad, it's a twin. That's why it's compressed. So who cares? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a number of differences. Edis Yalida Nikeva Bahadev, the other child, the living child, was a Nikeva. We don't care what the sandal is. Because the Nikeva always usurps the Zachar. If the Zachar a twin, a Zachar and the Nikeva, then we don't care about the Zachar. The Nikeva is 14 days Tumah and 60 days Tara, and that's how it is. Because they overlap, and then the Nikeva extends way out. Hachinami, Hachamai Skin, and this Yal Zachar Bahadev. Talking about over here, the other one, the surviving twin, was a Zachar. Now we need to know the sandal. What if the sandal is in the cave? If the sandal is in the cave, then 7 days out of the 33 days of Tara would be Tummy else in the cave, and so on. So we're going to be Machma, give another 7 days of Tummy, but we're not going to give the extra days of Tara because maybe he wasn't in the cave. I would have thought, Hoyo. And so what's the Chiddush? Again, it's obvious. Then I would have thought, Hoyo the Omer of Yitzchak Barami, Isha Mazrast Chila, if a woman overlays first, you led the Zachar, then she'll have a male. Ish mazid chilav, if he gives the shekel zera first, you're in the cave. So with the hazacher, the chances are that if the one twin is a zacher, then all probability the other twin is a zacher, unless factually it happens otherwise. But if you don't know what it is, maybe the laws of probability is that really correct today? Are most twins the same identity? Boy, girl. I don't know. Hanami zacher kamash alone. No, why not? Because Amos, Shneim, Yivach, those apostles, they both overlaid and he gave Shechazah at the same time. There's a high Zochav and a Kevah. That's one Pshat. Another Pshat is Shem Taylor, the Kevah of Shechazah. What happened when the Kevah was born on a Wednesday before Shechazah and Chama? The Sandal was born on a Thursday after Shechazah and Chama. And let's say they're both exactly the same. 24 hours difference. No, a minute difference. A minute. She was a minute before Shechazah and Chama, and he was a few minutes later. And you have many times, 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, the other child comes out. Is what happens. So then, when Machmen needed the Rishon Chidil Achren, Okay, the first one was a girl, so we give the 30, 80 days and all that. And even the second one is a girl, okay. So after the 80 days, the 81st day, she sees dam, she's a nidib, far as the first child. But as far as the second child, it's still the 80th day that dam is tired. So if then she waits 7 days, she's tired. The eighth day now, after the 80 days, if you only count the first one, it's a new, it's a zav, at the beginning of a zav. But if it's... if it's on the cave though, after she's a chama, then that 8th day is actually the 7th day, and she becomes an idah. So therefore, it's important to know. But now we learn gabi b'chaydes. Okay, much like a sandal is now b'chaydes. By b'chaydes, we learned if you're a mapul a sandal, we said that the child afterward is a b'chayl the nachala, because you never felt any feelings for the first one, but not a b'chayl for kohuna, because it was already a sandal before. The ma'ichas, what's that negay for? The boy achrav, immediately afterwards a sandal was born. After born, so b'chayl and nachra, ain't b'chayl koin. Tell you the din that it's a b'chayl for nachla, the next child, but not a b'chayl koin. Fine. So thereby b'chayl, the sandal was born first, and therefore the second one is a b'chayl and nachla because he had no attachment to the thing, but not a b'chayl koin. Sandal that nanga be krisis. We learned by krisis, you got to bring a carbon. Regarding a carbon, so there we had a case of a sandal. What we learned it for? She imtailed vlad derech doifin. She had a normal vlad. There the sandal was born second. In b'chayle the sandal was born first. In krisa the sandal was born second. But the firstborn child was cesarean, and you don't bring a carbon by cesarean. The sandal derech rechem, and the sandal came out naturally. The ma'ase carbon a sandal, and there the chiddush is that you bring a carbon for the sandal because it's a vlad. You bring it for the sandal. You don't bring a carbon for the vlad. You bring it for the sandal. Well, the Rav Shimon, the Amma, you ate it dead of Deif of Lama. You shouldn't hold that even Cesar, you bring a carbon. So, what's the relevance there about the sandal came second? Who cares? Is my equal amendment. What are we going to say here? Amma, Rab Yimyosh, im Taylid Vlad be Yosin. Here, interesting. She gave birth to the child be Yosin Chum. She was going through the process of Gavis, and she was immersing in the mikveh, and while she was immersing in the mikveh, before she put her head under the mikveh, somehow or another she gave birth to her child underwater. This is this is way ahead of the times today where they do these bath. They do now, the bath births. They did it then, a bath birth. And then, right after the baby came out, she finished, to put her head under the water, she became a yid. The sandalach is a guy, the sandal was born as a yid. And the chiddush is the ma'aseh carbon sandal. We bring a carbon because she's a yid. Maybe she was hanging around the water for a while. Zemachai, it was warm mikveh. Who knows?
So she didn't go to mikveh mitzat
tefillah. No, she went to mikveh for kugelis.
Oh, yeah,
gelis. She went to mikveh for gelis.
So that's what I'm saying. She came for mikveh for gelis, and 2 minutes, 3 minutes ago.
She wanted chaperon before she gives birth. Took a while. Took one of these programs like 3 years, and very long time. And anyway, I'm going to come in a papa. So Rabbanu said before there's a puppet, this whole discussion. These answers are really valid. But Tanya, we learned Kesha and Yoitzin and Yoitzin and Kruchin, the whole thing doesn't make sense. We know when they're twins, they come wrapped around each other. When there's a sandal and there's a twin, they come wrapped around each other. That's what they hear, because one twin member pressed against the other twin, so they're wrapped. So they both come at the same time. How can you become a gayer in between? All of these things here. Omar Apopashwamina, Mikra Korchle, I'll tell you what it must be. They're wrapped around, but not 100% all around. Vlad le sandal apalge, that the vlad is only halfway, midway through the roof of the stomach, is that they're around umishalch le klapet eisha, but the head is above, is not wrapped around. So therefore it goes like this. Klapet eisha is gabi b'chaydes. So what happens is that the full-fledged vlad is below and pushes up the sandal, who's much smaller and is a flat upward. So the head of the sandal is a head above the head of the vlad. So this is what happened. Now remember, in the case of b'chaydes, the sandal came out first. The sandal b'chaydes going to yotzer shen, they came out head first, which is the wrong way. The sandal cut him, so the sandal came out first. The nothing, and that's why b'chayle nachla as aim b'chayle nachla as a b'chayle nachla b'chayle kain. Gabi krisis, by krisis, talking about it was a breech baby where the feet came out first. She yotzer derech magr le same, it came out first, the legs came out first, and therefore the vlad came out first, and that's why. But it came out through a cesarean, v'nafik. And therefore, the gate is possible that the vlad came out before, of course, Shimon, the vlad came out before the sandal. Even when we say exactly, they're mamish next to each other. The eifuch shmeitz, and I'll say pufaket. Gabe b'chayde, they're mamish together. But nevertheless, one gets pushed out first. So by b'chayde, we want the sandal first. She got to der magz, they came out feet first. Vlad is b'chayus levad, that has life in him. Sarich, he sort of slows down and is attached to his mother. Well, enough to go out so quickly. Sandal, which is basically a stillborn, is shoddy, even off, slips right out. So therefore, it came out first, the sandal, and that's why b'chayde nachlov, and b'chayde b'chayde. Gabe b'krisa, she had the reshem, b'krisa, the other way around. B'krisa, I was saying, it came out head first. Vlad, the Vlad has chayes, but not vigreisha. Having left, as soon as his head comes out, he's ready to start living. By the sandal, also the head came out, but there was a stillborn. His sandal, I don't know if by him to be considered born, you need the rave of the body, and therefore, the Vlad came out first. We'll stop it.